Combine them together, we get PN junction. Combine these things and with a battery, and you find that current will flow in the N to P direction, but not in the P to N direction. So if we're then trying to control current flow, we can couple together these PN devices. And if we make a NPN device, so then just we've got one N-type semiconductor coupled to a P-type semiconductor, coupled to an N-type semiconductor, we can directionally control the flow of electrons through a device. So there's NPN, there's PNP devices out there used in the semiconductor industry. They then changed how people did computing. So at the outset, when people developed computers at the start, they used valves to control current flow. So the first guy then, ENIAC, required 150,000 watts. It had a tiny, tiny fraction. Actually, it's probably not a Pentium 4 anymore. It's probably some sort of duo core thing. But anyway, I have to keep updating the slide. It had just a tiny, tiny fraction of a modern laptop, or these days you could put a tiny fraction of a palm top on there.